Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. You've probably heard the term ethical hacking or white hat hacking as opposed to black hat hacking, which are, of course, malicious hackers who aim to infiltrate closed systems, cause damage, commit theft, or just sow chaos. But ethical hacking has turned into quite the lucrative industry and a great counter to all the malevolent cyber criminals. Take CyberBay, which describes itself as, quote, a pioneering online cybersecurity company that harnesses the power of ethical hacking to transform cybersecurity strategies for businesses. And on the line to discuss this phenomenon and his company is Felix Kahn, the CEO and founder of CyberBay. So, Felix, thanks for joining us. And can you give us the executive overview, as it were, of CyberBay, you know, how it came to be?
Thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure to talk about CyberBay. So in short, CyberBay is we call it a bug bounty platform from a technical perspective, but see us like Uber in cyberspace, where you can get or connect to a wide range of cybersecurity researchers, or also known as ethical hackers, to help our corporate clients to perform continuous penetration testing in a professional way. So CyberBay will allow corporates to define their scope, meaning the websites, mobile apps, and even set the time when it's the right time for us to knock the door. And then CyberBay will use our AI platform to match specialized or any security researchers with the specialized skills to provide tailored assessment for our corporate clients. And with a findings, our platform will help our researchers to create a professional report with recommendations so that the corporate can fix the bugs before they are actually being exploited by the real criminals. So that's what CyberBay do.
Okay, now I know the idea of ethical hacking, essentially the notion of probing a system for weaknesses, has been around for quite a while, longer than most think, but why is it more important today than ever before?
So there are three trends that happened in the past 3 years and making this becoming a totally different game. So the first trend is how hackers shift their ways of attack. So unlike before, they are very focused in particular targets as a corporates or organizations, or putting a lot of time in doing their own research and development. Now they are using crowdsourcing so that they have less technical criminals to do some phishing or social engineering attack to steal the username and password of the credentials and then sell those username and password to more skilled hackers that can bring higher damage. And at the end, they will do ransom attack in using ransomware. So you can see that the criminals are working more efficiently. Now, because we have a community of ethical hackers, however, we are not really utilizing them because a lot of corporates, no matter it's listed company or Fortune 500, there is a preference of using big consultants to help them. That approach is okay. However, we are limiting ourselves to a bunch of people with a well-defined set of skill sets, but we are not giving ourselves opportunities to introduce more diversity that drive competence in the pool of ethical hackers that serve us. And at the end, we don't choose the hacker that hacks us. And so I think it is time. It is also the first trend how the hackers brought in the paradigm shift. I think that is the first trend that makes things different. The second trend is AI. Thanks to the artificial intelligence, I think the magic that it brought on the table is making professional skill set or knowledge more accessible. And before I founded CyberBay, I've been a partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers Hong Kong. So there, I established a cybersecurity team with a lot of know-how and also professional methodology. And because of AI, I can package my personal experience on how to find bugs, how to write good reports, how to analyze the bug and coming up with good recommendations, all in one into a knowledge base that support our own local LLM powered automated solutions powered by the AI to complete the reports and also deliver recommendations to our clients. And then last but not least, the final trend is we are all looking at digital transformation. And sometimes the corporate, they want to move so fast that sometimes they're not aligned between their IT team and the business units. They will go out for vendors, they will go out for SaaS solution, etc., without really analyzing the cyber risk. So we are looking at a different threat landscape. And because we are using and adopting new technology so fast, I think having a pool of dynamic community will definitely help us because different security researchers, they all have their own cyber kung fu. Some knows how to deal with a website, some how to deal with a SaaS solution. So by having this community in Cyberbay that makes that is made available to our corporate clients, I think it is a natural choice for us to stay ahead of the game and protect ourselves from the latest attack of a cyber criminal.
Okay, now what's the goal of Cyberbay's real life attack simulation methodology? Specifically, how does it work exactly?
Basically, unlike the traditional penetration test, that we have the scope defined by the IT team and the timing also suggested by the team, we are doing it differently. We use our attack surface monitoring to identify what are the digital assets, for example, websites, mobile apps, or even third-party SaaS solution used by the corporate client. Those are the real targets of the cyber criminals. So we are no longer just looking at systems supported by the IT team. We'll also include business applications or some other mission-critical applications that are the natural targets of the cyber criminals. So when we look at those apps, I think from the step number one, how we pick the scope, it is already emulating how attacker would have done. And then it is the attack scenario. Unlike a lot of traditional vulnerability scan or penetration tests that heavily rely on automated tools, we have our ethical hackers to use their manual work to find bugs or loopholes that normally that could not be picked up by the tools easily. And I think the other difference is for our community on Cyberbay, they are being incentivized for the bugs they found instead of being rewarded for the time they spent, unlike the traditional pen test or traditional security service, because the corporate already pay or there's a fixed amount they already agreed to pay to the service provider. So if you think of a service provider or the security assessor, the more bugs they found, the more reports they write.
Okay, now, Felix, before I let you go and without naming names, why have previous methodologies from competitors failed?
They failed because, first of all, they always think they fail because they think the hackers will only attack the systems managed by the IT team. And the IT team, for the corporate client I know, they are very diligent. They work really hard. They patch their systems. So they are very confident. However, as the previous trend I observed, a lot of business units, they tend to collaborate with different vendors and without properly involving IT. So they will have applications facing the internet, but also with customer data. And those systems are not covered at the same high standard as the IT team hoped they would be. So those are the weakest link. those are the low-hanging fruits. And I think because of this shadow IT issue, we now see more attacks are happening. And it is also why the traditional pen test is not able to cover them, because usually a penetration testing or wannabe scan is initiated by the corporate IT team, and they don't know what they don't know. So usually the penetration testing will cover the scope that of systems that is managed by the IT instead of by the business units. So I think those are the major difference, and also because of the timing, we are doing that continuously, 7 times 7, 4, versus a one-off assessment. So I think when we look at our program, I would say 60% of the bugs are usually reported in the first 3 months, and the remaining gradually report by our researchers in the remaining period. Because there are some bugs, you really need time to spend time to do certain troubleshooting, research, and learning so that you can create a meaningful exploit to prove the concept. However, in a traditional penetration testing, usually the corporate would not allow that for the consultants. Time is a luxury because the consultants are charging based on the time they spend. So I think it is not providing a mutual benefit for both the assessor and the corporate. And what Cybersecurity doing is trying to break the normal and create a new balance among the ecosystem.
All right. Well, thanks, Felix. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.